Hi, this is Ryan Newman, driver of the number 31 Bass Pro Shops in Bellwood Chevrolet, and you're listening to On the Road with Dane on WGN. Where are you
going? 720 WGN, On the Road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studios, high atop Chicago, as we get ready for the Overton's 400 in the Monster Energy Cup Series. And on the line with us now, we've got a guy who has won the Brickyard 400. He is a Daytona 500 champion. He has won right here at Chicagoland. He'll be back coming up on Sunday. The one and only driver of the number 31 Chevy Camaro Z01 for Richard Childress Racing. Ryan Newman, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, and I know that you guys get out here and you got to be positive and you know, hey, it's racing and you've got to get out there. You got to do your best regardless of what week it is, what track it is and all that kind of stuff. But does it make you feel a little bit better? This is kind of a comfortable place where you've been successful, really successful.
Well, it kind of reminds me of home, which is kind of nice because I don't get to see that very often being from South Bend, Indiana. And it's a fun racetrack. It's got a lot of character now. At its age, it's become more fun. And just in general, I have had some success, albeit quite a while ago, but it is a fun racetrack to go to, and I feel like our program at mile-and-a-half tracks has gotten stronger as the year has gone, so I look forward to another opportunity with respect to that.
Yeah, you got to let the listeners know, 4 top fives, 9 top tens when it comes to Chicagoland, and so you've got that kind of history there and some success. You mentioned being close to home, South Bend for the listeners, and a Purdue grad, so yeah, you are right in here at home. Are there any distractions, right, when you get to a place like this where all the friends and family are kind of coming out saying, Ryan, I need tickets, can you get me in here and there?
No, I keep those people away.
So when we come to like a race like this, when it comes to Chicagoland, you know, is there anything that goes along in the preparation that is a little bit different? You know, this is one of those tracks that is similar. I mean, you mentioned that, you know, the age of the asphalt has helped out a little bit, but it's similar to some other ones. Do you kind of just review, you know, notes from places like Kansas and other, or are there things specific to Chicago you work on?
Really, it's just about Chicago. I mean, you can take some of the principles from the other racetracks that are that shape, but Chicago's got a good bit of character in the racetrack, a lot of bumps, the asphalt, the seams, things like that, that are different than a lot of other racetracks. So you just kind of have to use your notes from that racetrack and adapt to the situation. It's a little bit different weekend for us. I believe it's a two-day weekend instead of a three-day weekend, so we'll have a little bit different strategy, I think, when it comes to that part of it.
You never know. When you're successful in a series, in a sport, and you're kind of in that bubble, and everybody that comes up knows what it is that you do in that sport, and then you step kind of outside of it, and you realize that more people know you from different things. Emmitt Smith, of course, you know, great NFL football player, but more people ended up knowing him from Dancing with the Stars. And, of course, the kids love seeing you. We watch American Pickers all the time. Do you have a lot of people that come up that that saw you on American Pickers that are like, hey, Ryan, we saw you, where they're maybe more familiar with that show than even your racing career?
Yeah, sometimes it is kind of crazy. I mean, and people put two and two together, and you know, think, you know, when they see racing and then they see it on TV, but it's not racing, right? So it's not a racing show,
right?
And they see things that are related to racing, it kind of connects them even more so. So the Pickers guys were a lot of fun to work with and be on that show, and you know, just I enjoy that old patinaed stuff, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Oh, well, when it comes to collecting, and here we stop out at a lot of the cruise nights and car shows all around the Chicagoland area. They do some great stuff down at Route 66 and that Chicagoland Speedway complex as well for the car shows. Do you ever get out? I know you collect cars. Do you ever get out and see some? And are some of the cars like on still your bucket list that you say, like, oh, I'd love to get one of those at one point? Or do you already have everything you've ever wanted?
I've got enough to take care of right now. But I do get out and have been to the Joliet car show race weekend down there. They've coincidentally had one a couple times when I've been down there, so just like seeing other people's, you know, works of art, so to speak, and really enjoy the classic look of old car.
Yeah. Well, here you say you got your hands full with a lot of different things, and being a celebrity and a star in racing gives you the opportunity to help out in a bunch of different ways and causes, and so many drivers. I say this all the time, that I think the drivers of NASCAR are some of the most giving people, right? So, you know, all the different events and causes and charities. You guys have your own, you and Chrissy, called Rescue Ranch, and we hear about causes where it's, you know, adopt, you know, dogs or cats or save the whales or, you know, elephants on a reserve. You guys have kind of an all-encompassing thing where you've got everything from like reptiles to farm animals, certainly, you know, normal kind of traditional. I even saw guinea pigs in there. Talk a little bit about Rescue Ranch.
Yeah, what we have is a 8,000 square foot building in Statesville, North Carolina on 177 acres, and we use it to educate kids about animals, domestic animals, wild animals, and agricultural animals. And we have over 80 animals on site here in Statesville, and just try to give kids an educational experience to learn about animals and to be responsible and respectful and take it to the next level. Hopefully they'll pass it on to their parents, pass it on to their kids and make a difference in society.
I think that's it. That kind of whole love affair with animals, respecting nature and all that kind of stuff. And you guys do have, and we'll have the link up at WGNradio.com as well. You've got Critter Camp and Scout programs, field trips, homeschool clubs. That's kind of a big thing for you, not only to help the animals, but also to kind of bring kids and animals together.
Yeah, it's great for the community. As crazy as it sounds, some kids think that eggs come from grocery stores and the chicken wasn't involved. And it's the truth. I mean, some people can laugh about it, and some people can look at you and like, really? I didn't know that.
Really?
And there's a disconnect. I mean, there's lots of small farms have closed up over the years, and I think some people forget about their roots and, what puts food on the table and how good food can be for you and the difference is there. So just realistically, it's fun to educate the kids and give back to the community. And rescueranch.com is our website. My wife is very much an integral part of that. I help out when needed and make a difference when I can.
Yeah. Okay. And so everybody's excited for this weekend and wishing you the best of luck there. You mentioned some of those early connections, whether it's with animals or cars or any of that kind of stuff. And we ask everyone, whether we have, A-list movie stars, rock stars, and certainly a lot of drivers on there, but your first connection to cars, what was your first car? Was it something kind of real cool sports car? Was it a Chevy Chevette? What was it?
Mine's got a little bit of a family story. My grandfather had a stroke. Couldn't drive anymore. I was 14 at the time, and he had a 1974 Triumph CR6.
Nice.
Stick shift, so he couldn't drive it anymore. We were going to put it up for sale, and my dad talked him into giving it to me for my first car. So my very first car was a 1974 Triumph CR6, which I still have today.
Aww.
And my dad and I restored it, and I guess in a roundabout way, it was gifted to me from my grandparents when I was 16 years old, but it took my dad and I about a year and a half to restore it.
Oh, those are awesome cars. I had a Triumph Spitfire back. I never got it completely, to where it ever would be in my imagination where it should have been. But I absolutely love that car. And so that's awesome. The listeners are going to love to hear that. So a lot of fans out there on the Triumph side. So before we let you go, if you've got any social media, I know we're going to have the link up for Rescue Ranch. But as far as people following you, I know a lot of the drivers are trying to stay more connected with fans, Twitter, Instagram, things like that.
Yeah, I don't even know what my actual account is. So, sad to say, I know it's super important, but I don't even know what my Twitter and Instagram and stuff is. But
we'll find.
You'll have to look that up for me.
Yeah, how it works. We'll find all of them. We'll have them posted. We'll do it after this next commercial break. But also, too, Ryan, the best way to see you and enjoy what it is that you're doing is to get out to Chicagoland Speedway tomorrow for the Overton's 400 and see you live here at Chicagoland Speedway. Hopefully, you'll pick up another one. I know a lot of your friends and family from Indiana and around the Chicagoland area are going to be excited to see you hopefully win there again as well. So thanks for what you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yep, thanks for having me.